Dashboard Effect podcast. I'm Brick Thompson, and today I have with me Sarah Martinez, who is one of our lead data visualization consultants. Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So I understand we're going to be talking about time intelligence as it relates to creating BI reports. What is time intelligence?
Time intelligence is really the basis of the formula language we use in data analysis expressions. This is mostly used to support calculations comparing and aggregating data over different time periods. It's really a necessity when we're creating reports.
Okay. And so basically the DAX formulas that we build in Power BI, if you have any component of date, like you want it to be, you want to report on something month to date or last month or something like that, maybe year over year expressions, that type of thing. Those are all time intelligence.
Right, right. Yeah, and another big part of that is having a date table included in your data model, and the time intelligence measures won't work without it.
Okay, and by a date table, you mean sort of a dimensional table in your dimensional model, a dimension table that has, you know, a series of dates, but then metadata about those dates, like what day of the week is it?
Right.
What quarter is it in?
Right.
You know, those types of things.
Right. Typically, there'll be a row per day, and maybe the table will span one to 5 years, depending on how far back you want to go or how far into the future.
Okay.
And then we have sort of a standard set of columns we want in there, like you said, date, day of the week, maybe if it's year to date, if it's same period last year, anything like that we can use.
Yeah, like I know in ours, we note weekends because we don't normally work on the weekends. Mm-hmm. We also note whether a day is a work day versus a non-work day, those types of things. Just makes it easier to report on various things.
Right.
Okay, so for time intelligence, your first thing that you've got to have is a date table. So is there ever a time that you don't use time intelligence when you're creating a report? I mean, don't you always have dates?
We almost always have dates. There's only one time in the past, and it was just a couple months ago, in the last 5 years that I've used one without a date table. And it was actually a report we created internally. And we were just looking at customers and what customer type they were. So if they're a new customer, if they're disqualified, or if they're a new prospect. And we can look at this report and say, what are they at this point in time? But then you don't have the ability to look at it. What were they last month? Or how many customers did we have?
Okay, so this was just sort of a quick utility to say, hey, as the data exists right now in our CRM system, tell me about the customers. I don't want to be able to put in a date or see how it changed, those types of things.
Right. And then as soon as you needed that a date in there or some reference to a previous month or previous year, then you have to add a date table and you have to add time intelligence.
Got it. Okay. So what are some of the difficulties in dealing with time intelligence?
I think there's a few things where there's a lot of anomalies or a lot of requests we get from customers for different time periods. And if you're looking at, let's say, month to date, does month to date include today or does it start yesterday? Or do we want to include, like you said, holidays? Do we want to include work days? Do we want to include different variations of the same logic? We try to come up with a standard of month to date, year to date, week to date measures, and sometimes we just have to tweak those slightly.
Yeah.
But then there's also some complexity around dealing with like point in time intelligence and reporting, like AR reporting, where you want to look at what the AR balances were this month and how much was overdue, or if you want to look at how much that was last month, then you'd have the ability to go backwards. But writing the time intelligence around that sort of thing is really difficult.
So in other words, if I wanted to see, okay, what was my AR balance on the 15th of this month and what was it last month, those are the types of things that can be sort of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know you and I were just talking about an internal report earlier today that was reporting on months to date. And we were talking about, okay, should that include things that have happened today and have been pulled mm-hmm. into the data warehouse? Or do we want it to cut off at midnight yesterday?
Right.
So you have to really define those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what's a time that you've struggled or we've struggled or a customer has struggled with time intelligence? What's an example where it can get kind of hairy?
One example was with a retail customer we had. We wanted to give them some analysis around their retail business so they could support different metrics they wanted to calculate in month-to-date and year-to-date and a flexible time range.
Okay, so all three of those potential ways they wanted to see the report, month-to-date, year-to-date, or whatever date range they want.
Right.
And so, and what was the difficulty?
The difficulty at the time was that we had to write hundreds of measures to make that work, meaning that we had a base measure and we needed a month-to-date set of measures for all their metrics. And, of course, you always have the prior year variances and all of that.
All that stuff. So you had to actually go in and write the same measure, one for month-to-date, one for year-to-date, one to handle a date range that the right. user was putting in. You had to do that for every single measure. And so it just exploded the number of measures by three.
Right.
But I think you were telling me in the last year, Microsoft has come out with a new feature called calculation groups that somehow makes that easier. Mm-hmm. Can you describe that at a high level?
Yeah. So you basically write whatever your standard logic is for month to date. Then you have that calculation group. Then you're able to apply that to any metric. So let's say you wanted revenue month to date, you just apply that standard month to date logic. So you're not writing the measures over and over.
So you have this month to date calculation group that you can then apply to this base set of measures, and you can do the same thing with a year to date calculation group. Is that right?
Right, right.
Got it. Okay, great. All right, so instead of a time we were struggling with it, tell me about a time that we were able to really maybe wow a client or ourselves with time intelligence.
Yeah, I think generally we're pretty excited about the first time we show our reports to clients. They're really excited about just the power of Power BI and the capabilities they now have. Around time intelligence, I think the biggest wow factor we've seen is usually around point in time, time intelligence reporting. So just meaning like time and or point in time AR.
So in other words, being able to tell a report, show me what this report would have looked like on this particular day.
Right, right. And then if, let's say they wanted to look at their overdue AR and how they're improving or not improving on their collections, they could slice or filter the report back to prior month, and then they'd be able to see what was it at that point in time, and then go back to today and say, well, our numbers are improving.
Okay. So point in time, and I got to imagine that they also love being able to switch between show me month to date, show me year to date, that
right.
type of thing.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And I guess without a date table and calculation groups and carefully considered time intelligence applied to the measures, you just don't get that.
Right.
People could hard code that stuff, but unless you do it right, you don't make it easy to hit a button and change it.
Right.
So how do you stay on top of these new things that are coming out from Power BI? I think they, you know, for, I don't know, 7, 8 years, whatever it's been, they've been doing a release every month.
Right.
With improvements. How do you stay on top of that?
That is a challenge, I think, because generally we're watching for those updates every month. There is an email and a release, and there's a lot of resources we can get off Power BI Community to try and stay on top of that and figure out what's coming out. Sometimes they release things into preview features. That way we're able to test them until they're actually in production as live in Power BI.
And anybody can sign up for that, right?
Right.
All those? So they just go out to powerbi.com or?
Yep. Yeah. Once you download Power BI and once you are a user of Power BI, you'll start to get those emails.
Yeah. And I would imagine it's easier for us because we've got a a good-sized team here. And so we have standards. We have people that have been working with this. Yes, when we have a new person, we might have them do some training, but also they're going to be surrounded by peers that can help bring that person up to speed quickly.
Right.
I'm sure you learn sort of here are the tricks of the trade. I know we've got tons of standards that we follow and lots of QC that we follow in getting that stuff right. I think for those of our listeners who are out there just figuring it out themselves, it is just going to be a matter of practicing, learn what works, mm-hmm. take notes, keep doing it until it right. starts to make sense.
Yep.
And at the beginning, we talked about the date table and how important that is and the fact that we've got our own, I think, that are sitting out on our SQL server that we pull in and can use. But for someone who doesn't have one and is trying to figure out, all right, what are those columns that I want? What metadata do I want attached to the dates? I'm sure there are sources out there, and we'll look for one before we publish this and just put it in the notes of this podcast. So if you're looking for one, you should be able to find one there. All right. Any final thoughts before we wrap?
I think just generally keeping those things in mind where time intelligence is key and you need to have a date table. You really need to kind of understand the DAX and different ways to write it, and you'll just become more efficient as you go. And we've learned through the years that we've redefined and redefined over and over just standards about best practice so we can be more efficient.
So just practice.
Right.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, thanks for coming in and talking to me about this today. I appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Talk to you soon.
All right.